Quite pretty, isn't there, about listening to birds?
Yeah, but you can't see them, can you?
No, but they can see you.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. We're sat in a memorial garden. There's lots of things that could see us in here.
I'm glad that you've dressed and made the effort.
I'm so freaked.
I've got my little bit of leopard print on for you. You've got
sweats?
No leopard.
No, but I've got flip-flops.
I'm really disappointed. Now, I bought a new dress this week, Anna, and it's blue leopard. I don't know what animal that is. But I bought it and I thought of you.
I bought a green leopard dress on Wednesday. You missed it. I had it on Thursday. Oh. I had pink snakeskin on yesterday. Did you not appreciate that?
And you were all about the inner animal. Animal.
I love it. Phil said, tell me what this obsession is. I said, I just like it. And he's like, because now it looks like animals have just puked across your wardrobe.
So true.
Right. Well, there's a beautiful start,
isn't there?
Happy Monday morning, people.
Yeah,
another
new
week.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Fresh new chapter start. Come on, anything's possible. Don't you feel like that?
Sometimes. Sometimes you just have to draw a line, don't you, and say, right, that worked, that didn't work. Let's crack on with the next bit, the next milestone, the next challenge, whatever it is. And the thing that always comes to my mind first, oh, hello, how many sins have I got for a new week?
So
105 sins for a week. Let's go crazy, people. And so that is the subject today.
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about sins, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
Good things and the bad things.
Yeah, this really, really is a massive thing in my life.
Can I ask what? So there's obviously, for people who are outside the Slimming World cult, shall we call it? Say the word sin is bad, isn't it? It instantly makes you think bad, but what does it stand for or mean?
So, I'm going to get you the full-on view. So basically, sins stand for synergy. What we know is...
Synergy.
Yeah, so they're allowing you to have a little bit of what you want so that nothing's off limits. Because we know, and we've talked before in other episodes about the inner rebel and the inner chimp, we know that if you are to abstain from the things that you love most, you're not going to succeed in a lifestyle plan. So sins kind of complete the whole. They're only 5% of what you have, but they don't stand for being wrong, like you're sinning. They stand for synergy, completing.
I love that.
Yeah,
well,
it's nice.
We've stepped out of a place where, last episode, we were obviously in one of my trigger places where there was cakes and chocolate and all kinds of things. Mm. So instead, we're sat on a park bench, surrounded in a beautiful memorial garden with the birds chirping behind us. And we have the book with us. And we were both saying, actually, we haven't really opened the pages of the new pack and really looked at the steps to success about sins. Mm. And this has been something that so many of you have contacted us. If you do have any questions, by the way, oh, that bird's very close. Obviously listening.
Well, don't poop on me.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. Do you know what happened on my wedding day?
What?
Should I tell you?
Go on then.
So we had two weddings, but the first wedding was in the Lake District. You imagine by Lake Windermere, we've gone to take our beautiful photos. I'm in my beautiful lace, vintage, amazing dress. And the photographer, we had an assistant and a photographer, and we're on the lake bank and it's all beautiful. And we're having a kiss and we hear a scream as the photographer had what can only be described as the world's biggest seagull came and pooped in her eye. In her eye.
The photographer's
eye?
Yeah.
Poop, I want to say the word, begins with S, rolling down her face. Rolling. So she moved.
At least it wasn't on you.
But she moved and it splattered.
No.
Splattered on me, my dress, and my new husband. Yeah. So I'm not a fan of bird poop.
I actually was about to do a concert. I used to sing in cathedral choirs. And it had like the...
Drop that one in.
Yeah, no, it was on Songs of Praise and everything. Once upon a time, I was a good girl. And yeah.
Is that the name of the song?
No. No. But I got out the car with all my posh concert outfit and a bird pooped on that landed on the top of the car and I also got splashed back.
It's like the time I was...
It's good luck though, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember being on a school trip on a ferry and my friend puked over the side and the wind brought it back in my face.
Right, anyway, serious point. So I was saying, if you have any questions about being on plan or things that you'd like us to go find out, then you can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Direct all methods of complaint about the mention of poo to Anna Mangan. And also, we're on Instagram. We will not put pictures of puke on Instagram.
Or poo,
yeah. It's at Slimming World Podcast. Do make sure that you subscribe to this series, because every Monday morning we bring you a new episode. So if you've had a wobble at the weekend, didn't get the weight loss that you wanted, you're feeling a little bit stuck, or sometimes you just need a spoonful of mojo, then that's what we aim to do. And yeah, sins is one of these things that people seem to, it's all about the sins first, isn't it? What can I really squeeze out of this?
So, right, I'm going to put my consultant hat on for 2 minutes.
Are you?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's beautiful, it's pink, and it's quite bold, maybe a little leopard print. Okay, so go back to basics. The premise of Slimming World and food optimising is free food. The more free food you eat, the fuller you're going to be.
Claire's smirking at me. She's really I don't know, it feels a bit uneasy.
That you turn and now we're facing each other so closely on a park bench in Gatley. A woman's walking past with three terriers. She didn't even notice.
No, she did.
Maybe
she turned
a normal
back
behaviour.
She turned back like, why are you in my memorial garden? Anyway.
To be honest, I'm thinking, why is a girl wearing flip-flops when it's freaking freezing
in
March?
Because I was in the house and the dog weed on the floor and it was all... Yeah. Okay.
Jeez, where is this podcast going?
So, sins. They are not the foundation of food optimising. Free food is. And I encounter week in, week out, people trying to fit old lifestyle into new lifestyle. So trying to fit life into 15 sins. That's not what it's about. We've got to be really honest. To lose weight, you've got to get rid of stuff. You've got to cut food out. And that is the really tough point. You can't have it all. You can't eat your cake and lose weight. So what really I used to do back in the day was think only about sins and how I could live and not think about free food. So if you use free food to the best of its ability, you will be full. You will be satisfied. You won't be hungry. Your appetite will decrease. Your metabolic rate will increase. You'll feel empowered and controlled. If you're trying to live in the 15 sins a day or 105 in a week, you're going to feel hungry. You're going to feel fed up. You're going to feel deprived. You're going to feel absolutely like Delilah's going to rear her ugly head. So my best advice is enjoy your sins, plan them in, work on them, but make sure you're thinking free food first. Because actually, if you eat your healthy extras, you eat your free food, sins are only going to be there as a little bit of something now and again. Because if we get trapped into that place where it's all you think about, you're going to gain weight. But there are also another camp of people that think, if I don't have them, I'll lose more weight. You won't. The plan is based on a certain amount of energy that you take in, and that accounts for the sins as well. So we know long-term and psychologically the sins are imperative to have, because then you can have a glass of wine, a bar of chocolate, go out for a curry. But it's recognising, like I always say, what triggers you. And we've got to be really honest. If crisps and chocolate trigger you, you're going to need to cut them out. You know, even if it's in the short term, because you won't get to where you want to be long term if you're trying to work like that. So I got a bit passionate. I just want everyone to feel the power of free food.
See, one of the things that I tried fairly recently, the new pack had this 6-week book, didn't it?
Yeah.
Be Delightful. Be Delighted.
It'd be nice if you were delightful though, darling.
Thanks. Screw you. I am delightful. Whatever. Hashtag I love Claire.
Hashtag prefer Anna.
But in the book, oh, you've got it here. So yeah. I like that this kind of made you think long term over the 6 weeks. But
planning
I did fill out the tiny little boxes that were in the food diary for the week. But I also did this scoring thing of which meals were on plan. And so there was one week where 14 out of 21 meals were on plan. But
what do you mean by on plan? Because this word interests me.
So, as in, I've got my third speed food, I've got my free food, and I've got my protein.
So you mean fully food optimised?
Well, there you go. You get technical on
me. But it's no, because it's that, and not I'm saying this of you, darling, it's that how we talk to
we're
ourselves.
Kidding ourselves.
No,
sometimes.
Or you feel like you've been off plan if it's not been that balanced. You're just at one end of the food optimising scale or another.
Yeah, because then some of the other meals of that, the 7 out of 21, they might have just been, I don't know, there wasn't speed, but there was a jacket potato and beans.
But you food optimised.
Yeah, so but I knew when I kind of had that third speed, that's what I was aiming for.
Right.
So it made me focus on my meals. But what I realised was that on that week, I had 204 sins, right? But I still got a weight loss.
But you counted them.
Just not as much as I hoped for.
Yeah.
So I very quickly realised two things. Number one was my weigh day is Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I feel it gives me a bit of freedom at my weekends.
Okay.
But Saturdays always end up being the day that I have the most sins.
Okay.
And I realised if I can limit the amount of sins that I'm blowing on a Saturday, that's going to help further down the line.
Yeah.
But also, slowly over time, I'm having too many sins. So how do I look for the cheats, the tips and the tricks to reduce the amount of sins that I'm having?
Yeah.
And maybe there are, what are those sins? I'm looking at that, because there's like the SOS log, isn't there?
SAS log.
SAS. Well, it is SOS in my case.
Yeah. That's the slimmers against sabotage. So that's when you're not losing weight or not getting the weight loss you deserve and looking out for why it's happening, and you'll find a reoccurrent pattern, and it may be that you're under-sinning things, not realising things have got sins in, having things unplanned. So that's a really great space if you're kind of struggling with why you're not getting the weight loss you want.
But see, I do write down my sins.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
I have to be honest with myself. It is difficult. I think when you stop writing things down, that could be tense. When you stop writing things down and when you stop going to group, for me, that's the slippery slope to the end.
It is the end.
Yeah.
Sorry. But it is for most people, because then, well, without counting the sins, you think you have been better than you possibly have. You're going over the, and this is when you're trying to lose weight. Listen, when you're maintaining, this is a different situation, but you need to get to that point where you know where you're at. And I think as human beings, we fool ourselves, don't we? That won't matter, that won't count. I mean, look at a little pat of butter that you get. You know, if we've been in Costa and you have two pieces of toast, you get two pats of butter. That is another six sins that you're going to be taking.
What,
but you
one
could ignore
pat
them.
Of butter?
No, three sins in 10 grams. One of their pieces of toast, I get it for Daisy quite often, can take three pats of those butter to do. So you see, if you don't recognise the teeny tiny things, you're going to be fooling yourself and feeling frustrated. You really,
like
really
milking coffee for me, because I was never measuring it. And when you're in an office and someone else pours it, you don't know what colour they're putting in.
Yeah.
So I learned.
Do you know what colour?
Well, you know what I mean, colour milk.
It's all coming out. What have you been doing last night, love?
But I learned to drink my coffee black.
Mm. Oh,
because I just thought, you know,
safer.
What? And having tomato sauce. I was a condiment addict.
Condiments.
They're brutal.
Oh, the condiments, I think.
Who measures a tablespoon of feckin' sauce?
Look what I used to do with mayo. 60 sins a day in mayonnaise. 60. 6-0.
You're eating food.
You just That's only four heaped tablespoons.
You're spooning it out of the jar.
Four heaped tablespoons of mayonnaise. Four heaped tablespoons.
With
That's
what?
60 sins.
Everything.
So two with lunch and two with dinner.
I used to be addicted to tomato sauce.
Yes. Yeah,
and I caught myself once putting tomato sauce in tomato soup. And that's when I knew I had a problem.
Then you're drinking out of the bottle. That's when you need to get some help. But, you know, there's some in the book, there's all these little steps to success. And one of them is about accepting that your eating habits have to change for good. And the moment I recognised that, the burden lifted. I felt like, oh my God, I can do it. Because I wasn't trying to battle 16 chocolate bars into 15 sins a day. Mm. So I think it's acknowledging, if you want to lose weight, you've got to change some stuff.
That when I pulled out the booze, I thought, this gives me more room for chocolate. That's what I really want my sins. I did feel a little bit like some days it's a choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is an either or. Okay, do I really, what I would love is a Domino's pizza. Sorry. Domino's pizza, a tub of ice cream, a bottle of wine, or maybe like a full massive dairy milk all at once on a Saturday night in.
Yeah.
That's a proper Saturday night in for me.
Totally get that.
But that's like probably more than a week's worth of sins.
Well, the pizza alone, depending what size, you're probably looking on average 60 to 100 sins. Tub of Ben and Jerry's, Ben and Jerry's, you're going to be, I don't know, 40 to 80 sins. Then you've got your wine, 30 to 37. Your chocolate bar, 50 sins for a, you know, let me do. You can see how it just happens. And then you go, but I only had one meal. I only had one meal that wasn't, you know, brilliant. Yeah, but that one meal's caused you to gain £2 and then you've got to play it back. I always find that if you can find a great sin swap, so I love burgers and I love pizzas, so finding how I can food optimize it, so like making a Weight Watchers pizza out of a wrap or a loader.
Yeah. Oh,
so good.
That's your healthy extra B, isn't it?
Yeah.
So factor that in.
Yeah, or going for like a big burger, like there's the Aldi ones that are, I think one's in, there's the Iceland ones, there's loads of great veggie ones, and a big double bacon cheeseburger I like to make, so that I can use sins on things like the coleslaw or the extra cheese, and I've not spent 46 sins on the McDonald's as well. A really key thing for me is keeping counting. Like, you know, you said you had 204, you knew.
Yeah.
It's the moment you ignore it. Oblivion doesn't get you anywhere. It really doesn't. And I think control for me comes in going, right, I've had this, I'm going to act as if it's fine because it is, and I'm not going to berate myself and then go and eat another bar of chocolate, factor it into my week and know, well, actually I might need to make my meals work a little bit harder. But then also trying to recognize, why did I need that? Why did I feel that while I'm trying to lose weight I needed to eat a whole pizza?
Yeah.
Because actually, if I want to lose weight, I've got to make a lifestyle change. So I always bring myself back to that.
What do you mean, like, so a Saturday night where I feel like I need to have all this stuff, what's the reason why? Maybe it's because I'm tired, I'm feeling a bit low, or I'm a bit emotional, so how else can I kind of deal with that situation without food?
So like last night, baby free night, knackered, didn't want to cook, Phil said let's get a takeout, and I was like, I don't really want to use some sins on it, so I had to really think my way around it. I had some pre-chopped chips from Tesco's. Have you tried them, Tesco's? You are banging with these. Just chucked them in the oven with some fry light, so I knew that was safe. Then we got the Turkish diet. I got a grilled chicken kebab with no bread. I got a side salad. They did halloumi. I rang them. I asked them not to put any oil on it. I had a great food optimized meal that took me, I think it was at 17 sins for the meal, as opposed to 17 sins for the bite. So you've just got to really think about it and make some better choices, I guess, with your sins. But also, don't be scared to look it up. I mean, a lot of people that go, I don't want to know. Knowledge is power to me. If I know, I can make a good choice. If I don't know, I'm not making an informed one. So
what's that it's not the SAS log, not the for against log, what's the other little piece of paper that you give out?
For and against.
No, not for and against.
Food diary.
No,
there's an SAS log, food diary, for and against list.
Hang on.
Fit log.
No,
that's it.
Oh, isn't there one where you have to say, have you eaten, are you looking up sins before?
That's the SAS log.
Oh, it is SAS log.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was, there's a sins log, I think, maybe.
So it's got two sides, the SAS log.
So it talks about all the triggers and things on the front, and then on the back,
you
have to write what you're eating
and when. You're eating,
is it prepared? Is it not prepared?
Is it healthy extra?
It is SAS log.
Yes.
I did do that, and it does make you think, okay, with the sins, most of the time I'm like, put it in my mouth, deal with the consequences later.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's human nature. We want it. I'm tired, I'm stressed, I'm fed up, I like it, I'm going to eat it. Oh, and it will fit in. One won't matter. The best sins I ever have is when it's totally in control. So, for example, when I was pregnant, I loved a Belgian bun. I don't like them now.
With an iced one, or?
Oh, yeah, 26 sins of pure joy.
I lost a tooth eating one of those when I was about six.
Oh,
yeah.
Bless you.
I bit into it and I took it out. There was a tooth there.
Nice! Definitely won't have one now. But, like, I know that 26 sins I enjoyed more because I worked it in, rather than going, oh, my God, I just ate 26 sins.
Yeah.
Actually, I chose to eat that 26 sins. I factored it into my week and I enjoyed it. It's the guilt that comes with it. It's also fooling yourself that something's under sins, okay? So, oh, that's about this. Oh, that's about this. No, it's not. It's four times that. So I always try and urge people, find the best way to work it out. The book has every generic sin value so you can get an average. The website, you can pinpoint everything. And actually, if you know what you're doing, you can spot them, can't you, in Tesco's? Like, I always go up to people on their
app. Oh, it takes ages. When you first start doing Slimmer World, like, you have to add, like, an extra 40 minutes on your food shop.
Totally.
And then if you go to a different supermarket.
Oh, God, you're like... But it's knowing that you've got to invest the time in yourself to get the results, haven't you?
I do like getting that out in group where people are... saying what they've cooked in their recipes and stuff, or they're showing you pictures of what they've done. I mean, Instagram is a sucker for that.
Oh, isn't it?
Like, because you're just constantly looking at pictures of food all the time. But finding those little things,
the
and
little
then
gems when you find something that's low.
I'm screenshotting everything.
Yeah, yeah,
taking pictures of the magazine, I'm taking pictures of the book, I'm screenshotting people's posts on Facebook, I'm going on like Pinch of Nom website. My phone is just ridiculous.
I've got 18,756 photos on my phone. I'd say 17,000 are other people's food.
And the rest are Daisy.
Or the dogs. Or leopard print. One of the two. Another important thing with the Sins is to recognise, do the people around you know how they could be supporting you, how they could be impacting you, how you need their help and support? So a lot of us are so polite and don't want to, like, you know, say, actually, I'm trying to lose weight, I need to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. The biggest change for me was getting Phil on board and saying, babe, you bring in this chocolate, you bring in the Pringles, you bring in all this, I eat it, and do you know what, I need your support so that you know if you're going to bring that in the house, that goes somewhere else. And bring me a Muller Light if you want to treat me, bring me a banana.
Yeah.
I want to hit you around the head with it. But do they understand how you need them, and do they understand the impact of actually them saying, oh, go on, have a bit?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because let's just say that you were a drug addict, right, and you were addicted to heroin.
They wouldn't bring it in the house.
They wouldn't bring it in the house. And I find this in offices when I work on night shifts. It is horrendous. And I physically now have to choose to sit in a different seat when I work on the shifts. Because I know if I sit in a certain seat, it's the place where the food always is. And there is always sugar, always chocolate and crisps and everything. And, you know, I've been quite shocked to hear in groups that we've been to where people have said, almost like a bit of bullying, really, in the offices of, oh, go on, one's not going to hurt you. And that peer pressure that people are facing in offices. And I really do believe that for some of the people who are saying these things to us, is that they are uncomfortable with seeing us succeed and tackling this 100%. Ginormous issue that we have, because it makes them feel uncertain about their own food and weight issues.
Yeah.
And they're jealous of the success. So if you switch it on your head rather than take it personal, just pity the people that are pressuring you in the first place.
Because they're not ready to face their own demons, are they? They're really, really not. But I think it's recognising, is work an issue? Is Friday night and my family's an issue? And being honest, and that takes a lot of courage. It really does. I remember one of my gorgeous members, and I know Lucy won't mind me sharing this. She's an amazing girl. And she was going on a weekend away for her birthday. She was so scared what was going to happen. And she told her mates, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. They food optimised the whole weekend for her.
Wow.
She had the best weekend. She enjoyed her Prosecco, but she got her mates on board and they wanted to help her. They didn't want to sabotage her. But if she hadn't have told them, she would have gained 3 pounds. So
there is something in that, because I think you very quickly, when you're on this journey, because it absorbs your whole life. You end up being, you have to be quite self-absorbed actually to really get
through
it. You have
to be selfish.
Yeah. But I definitely have found there are some friends in my life who really have taken on board that, and they will suggest restaurants that they know will be good for me, and they'll kind of say, oh, is that one okay for you, or is that not really the best choice? There are other people who just, you know, completely willy-nilly carry on, and actually I've kind of phased out hanging out with them so much whilst I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm not chopping them out completely, but I just know that,
but they're booze related as well,
you know, they may be friends who I used to go out and be this kind of the old Claire, but now I'm trying to change
Reinvented.
And find a new version, a happier version. So there's an inevitability of shedding skin of the foods that you used to go to, the drinks you used to have,
the people
that you used to have, and maybe that comes down to, it all comes back to the choice of what do we want to spend our sins on.
A couple of other things that might help, really easy sin swaps, things that you may be having sins that you don't realise, like swapping tuna in oil is 4 sins for a can. Just swapping to the spring water makes it free. Swapping from the oil to the fry light's going to save you 6 sins. Salad dressings, going for the ones that are under 50 calories per 100 mils, going to make it free. Swapping that high juice, one that gets so many people to know how to sugar cordial.
Bread was what got me.
Really?
I didn't realise that whole grain bread wasn't a healthy extra B.
There's a few that are in now. Yeah, totally.
I didn't know.
Yeah, well, you don't, do you? And brown bread. Brown bread actually doesn't mean it's got any more fibre than white bread. Just sometimes they colour it. It's mental, those type of things. Another call is when you're eating out, pre-select the menu, look, and also acknowledge, I've got to make a food optimised choice. And actually, what's free on here? And a lot of people I meet go, but I'm eating out. You're eating a meal, darling. If you want to lose weight, you have to make some better choices. You can't have it all. Mm. You've got your 105 sins, but you've got to account for things that if you go and have a steak in a restaurant, it's been cooked in with oil. If you're having mashed potatoes, it's got butter in. So all those hidden
sins. Or be confident and ask, actually.
Yeah.
I think like there's a lady called Jill. Shout out to Jill in one of our groups. She calls ahead to a restaurant.
She's
and actually,
brilliant.
She won't go to a restaurant if they're not willing to work around her meal plan.
She even took a fry light into a restaurant, didn't she?
Yeah, I think that's great. I went out for a meal last night, and my friend's vegan, and she wanted a couple of things off the menu, but said, I don't want it if it's cooked in butter.
Of course.
Right? And they said, that's fine, we'll work around you. But you've got to have a certain amount of confidence and belief in yourself to ask for it in the first place.
Totally.
So I think that there is a change in culture in restaurants.
Oh, massively.
Because
now
they have to adapt around allergies and things. And the thing is about the confidence, right? If you have a severe allergy, you wouldn't think twice about asking. But why is it when we're on a diet or a food plan that we feel that we have to just blend around?
Do you know why?
We don't want to ask.
So when we're overweight, we feel like the world's looking at us. We feel like they think we're fat. They feel like we make bad choices and we don't want to stick out anymore. So if you are overweight and you are in a restaurant, you say, can I have some new potatoes without any butter? What I used to think is they're going to think, she's blinking fat anyway. Why is she asking not to have the butter? So that would stop me. And then I thought, God, I've got to stop caring about other people's views.
What would an American do?
Do you know what? An American. I was in a hotel and I wanted room service. They had nothing. Phil was having a burger. They had nothing I wanted. So I rang down. I said, can you make me a jacket potato with X, Y, and they, of course we can. No problem. You know, is there anything else you'd like? There's not an issue in America, is there? But here you feel like, oh God, I'm asking the worst question. Because of Daisy's allergies, I often have to go and adapt the menus. No one blinks when I say my daughter's allergic. Mm. But that you feel like they're going to judge you, don't you, a little bit?
Well, it's time to change how we do
it.
Yes,
it really is.
The only thing I just wanted to kind of look at is how people go about kind of writing down these things. How do you use yours? Some people like to count down. There are so many different apps where you can log your sins, almost a bit like, you know, a bank balance, really.
Yes.
You know, you're kind of calculating, right, where am I at?
So for me, and it depends how you work, the way I do it is I start 105 and go back, because then I feel like I'm winning rather than losing.
That's
and that's
true.
A psychological tip. I had a great tip. Alison, shout out. She has said we can mention this in our group. Who said she starts her sins on a Wednesday, even though her weigh day is a Saturday. So that actually she's got some in the bank for Saturday rather than feeling like she's got to then kind of repair the damage. So she's got a bit more flexibility. Planning them in. Again, I think that's a great way to count them. So knowing today I'm having a Freddo, I'm having a hot chocolate, and I'm having some balsamic glaze. I don't know where balsamic glaze just came from. I like it. Have you tried it?
No.
Well, balsamic glaze, worth two sins. Really nice on a salad. But then you know where you stand. You know where you're doing it, so it's factored into your day. How do you count yours?
I look at what have I got coming up this week.
Okay.
And I know, like, the pinch points. So I know that... I know there's going to be two nights where I'm going to eat out.
Right.
Well, I've got a weird week this week that I've got four nights in a hotel.
Sounds joyous.
And then two nights back at home at my mum's. So I don't have a lot of opportunity to cook this week. But what I do know is that I can optimise my breakfasts. I've actually, in the boot of my car, cooked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's lunches. So they're in the boot
travel?
Of my car.
Okay.
They'll be fine.
I'll
put them in the fridge.
Okay.
And so I know that they're food optimised.
Are you sure you're going to be all right?
But then I know that there's going to be a couple of nights where I do want to go out to a restaurant. So I kind of start to think, well, how many sins? Maybe a meal out, I'll allow 30 sins.
Right.
So then that's two nights. That's 60 sins.
Yep.
So that leaves me 50. And start to kind of look at it that way. Because I think too often you hear people in group who say, oh, well, I'm going out tonight, so I'm not going to do very well this week. But in my head, that's just one out of 21.
Yeah. And actually,
and you've still got 20 out of 21 meals to food optimise.
And actually, that's what your sins are there for. That bit of flexibility to say, right, I'm going to try and make the best choices I can, but I know I've got to use some sins for them.
Yeah.
That's what it's there. But it's, again, looking at the menu and saying, I used to choose the korma, the naan bread, the pilau rice, the onion bhajis, and now I'm going to choose the dan sak, the boiled rice, and one babadom.
Yeah.
And have a salad with it. Do you see what I mean? It's not saying you can't have it, it's just going to be a different version.
And that's what being on plan is, isn't it?
It's a different version.
We're still eating, just slightly different things.
And that's where I always bring it back to. Never look at what you can't have, look at what you can have. Because with food optimising, there's so much you can have that you don't need to worry about what you can't.
Yeah.
Because nothing's off limits.
Yeah. Aren't you wise?
That's how I'm nearly 19 years into this and not divorced it. Like, I've been with Slimming World as long as I've been with my husband, and I look at the two of them very, very similar. Sometimes I adore the frigging bones of them. Other days, I want to move to a desert island. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, babe, I do love you. Good job you don't listen.
I hope he loves you.
Yeah, so do I. Blinky does. But again, going back to that support system, getting him on board and him acknowledging how important it was to me and I needed him support was an absolute game changer. And he proposed with the Muller Light because that's how we met. And that's always been our thing. If he wanted to bring me a treat, he'd bring me a new Muller Light that he'd find.
Aww. And as someone that's single, it's been finding the right friends who are going to support me and lift me up on my journey rather than tear me down and trigger me and get back into slippery old habits.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to be accountable to myself for that.
And that's it. The only person that you're lying to is yourself if you think you're not having them. I encounter so many people who say, I don't have sins. I will bet my bottom dollar that you're having a minimum of 50 a week if you don't think you're having them. They slip in. They do. They are cheeky little monkeys. They come in when you least expect them to be there. So keeping count is your absolute saviour.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's... we'll leave it there. We've rabbited on plenty, but we do want to hear from you. Slim and World podcast. We're on the Instagram. We'll always share a few pictures of some of our before and after pictures and just wise words or quotes that we kind of get sent to us or inspire us. We try and share some of those with you during the week so that you can just get those little tips of love as you go. But send us an email as well, slimandworldpodcast@gmail.com. Have a wonderful week.